This is the BBC's World Have Your Say. I'm Nuala McGovern. We're discussing whether jailed Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo was the right choice for this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The Chinese government have condemned the award, while others, including previous winner US President Obama, are applauding the decision. Today, are you rejoicing or dismayed? You can post now at worldhaveyoursay.com.
BBC News with Nick Kelly. The decision to award the Nobel Peace Prize to the jailed Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo has drawn sharp criticism from the government in Beijing. Liu Xiaobo was imprisoned after publishing a charter calling for sweeping political reform in China. President Obama has called on the Beijing government to release Mr. Liu as soon as possible. At least 20 people have been killed in northern Afghanistan.
You're tuned in to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Here's another episode of Silver Screen Dream Machine. This is our last episode on Fridays. We're moving to Mondays. We're going to be Monday at noon from now on. Review of Scott Pilgrim. I saw last night at the Bookshelf Cinema and the movie listings for the Bookshelf Cinema and a review by Electrified Voltage still in this show. And here is Common Grackle, first song of our set from the Great Depression. This song is called All the Pawns on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Keep it locked.
Life. Oh, we can grind till five. Oh, how the day is long. gonna take the road. We've been moving around in different situations, knowing that the time would come just to see you torn apart. Witness to your empty heart. I need it, I need it, I need it. Scream. The eyes of those standing outside looked in at her, as into the cage of some rare creature in a zoo. In the hand of one of the assistants, she saw the same instrument which they had that morning, inserted deep into her body. She shuddered instinctively. No life at all in the house of dolls. No, 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 boss. No, 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 boss. Things without the fun and learning, hoping that the truth will pass. No life underground, wasting, never changing, wishing that this day won't last. To never see you show your age, to watch you till the beauty fades. I need it, I need it, I need it.
You're tuned in to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. That was Joy Division, No Love Lost. We started it off with Common Grackle, Gregory Pepper and Factor. The Great Depression is the name of the album, and All the Ponds is the name of the song. I was at the Bookshelf last night to see Scott Pilgrim, as I mentioned before. And when I was there, somebody surprising was there. Aaron Riches from Royal City was there. And I haven't spotted him around in this town for quite some time. Maybe he has been floating around and very secretively, but for some reason I doubt it. Perhaps he's visiting somebody for Thanksgiving or something. Who knows? But he came in to look for baked goods and didn't find any and left. He wasn't even there to see the movie or the show next door, I believe. I think he was just passing through. Anyways, I'm going to play a Royal City song in honor of the fact that Aaron Riches was spotted in Guelph last night. This song is called Bad Luck, and it's from the Royal City 1999-2004 compilation that came out in 2009 on Asthmatic Kitty Records. You're tuned in to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Stay tuned for a review of Zathura, A Space Adventure from 2005 by Electrified Voltage, and a review of Scott Pilgrim by me, Boston Carlisle, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Keep it locked. You're tuned in to Silver Screen Dream Machine on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. I'm your host, Boston Carlisle, here with my co-host, Electrified Voltage. The bookshelf movie schedule is as follows. Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, a documentary, 84 minutes long on Entertainment One, and it is playing Tuesday, October 12th at 9, Wednesday, October 13th at 9, and Thursday, October 14th at 7 in the evening. Oceans is playing tonight at 7, tomorrow at 1:30, and Sunday at 1:30. And that is a documentary, 84 minutes long as well, coincidentally. And it is by Disney. It's a Disney nature documentary about the oceans. The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, is playing tonight at 9. The Girl Who Played with Fire is playing tomorrow at 8 and Sunday at 8. It is in the series of the movies The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which coincidentally also is playing tomorrow at 4 and Sunday at 4. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and The Girl Who Played with Fire, both playing this weekend. And you can catch them both in a row because Girl with the Dragon Tattoo starts at 4 and The Girl Who Played with Fire starts at 8, both on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. The Kids Are All Right, playing Tuesday, October 12th at 6:45, Wednesday, October 13th at 2 and 6:45, and Thursday, October 14th at 9 o'clock. That is the movie listings for The Bookshelf, where I saw Scott Pilgrim last night, and we'll go to a review of that and the Electrified Voltage review after another song. This one is specially picked by Electrified Voltage, and it is a song by Tears for Fears on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Keep it locked. You're tuned in to CFRU 93.3 FM Guelph. That was Tears for Fears, special request by Electrified Voltage, co-host on the show. That was Tears for Fears, Raul and the Kings of Spain. Now for a bit of a review of Scott Pilgrim, which I saw at the Bookshelf Cinema last night, located at 41 Quebec Street. I found the Scott Pilgrim movie to be, I would give it about a 77 out of 100. And I found it to be, so I guess 7.5 stars out of 10. I found it to be entertaining and interesting in the way that the film was made. There were sequences where, if any of you are familiar with the graphic novel series, then you'll know that the plot line involves Scott Pilgrim, a sort of geeky bass player. He meets this girl that he falls in love with, named Ramona Flowers, and he has to encounter her 7 evil ex-boyfriends, or not boyfriends, evil exes, because one of them is a girl, and two of them are twins, synthesizer playing guys who his band has to battle against in that battle, but he has to battle them in it, and the battles are played out in as though they're a video game sequence where he's battling like a boss, like in a at the end of the level kind of situation, and he proceeds to defeat the 7 evil exes, and the final one is this character Gideon, who is a record company executive that his band wants to meet and get signed by, but he's the final evil ex, and he's the one that created the axis of evil exes. And eventually Scott gets replaced in the band by their friend Young Neil, which obviously is a play on Neil Young. There's a lot of plays on popular culture and references to aspects and elements of popular culture throughout the movie, and references to video gaming culture. And it is, I think, a movie that would be entertaining, not just for people that like those types of things. It's definitely will appeal to people, even if you haven't read the graphic novel series, or even if you're not into video games or the type of themes that the movie's about, would still be probably entertaining. It transcends those somewhat limited themes. Anyways, that is the review that I'm going to give of Scott Pilgrim. I'm giving it 7.5 stars, and we're going to hear a song called Ramona by Beck. The soundtrack is good for the movie. That's another plus that the movie has. The music is generally good throughout the film. This song is written by Beck, and it's called Ramona, presumably after the character Ramona Flowers, who Scott Pilgrim falls in love with close to the start of the movie. And up next, Electrified Voltage's review of the Zathura, A Space Adventure from 2005 on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Thank you.
Tuned in to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. That was Ramona by Beck from the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. We are running out of time. We're going to have to do a review for Zathura, A Space Adventure, next week by Electrified Voltage. The tagline here, it says, inferior to Jumanji, as I expected, but still a praiseworthy family adventure. And it got 7 out of 10 stars by Electrified Voltage, and we will hear that review next week on Silver Screen Dream Machine. We are debuting a new time slot Monday at noon, so tune in for that. We're switching days. I should say, Lori Guest, who's coming up next on A Mad Woman's Underclothes. You heard Joy Division earlier in the set. Lori has tracked down, there's two Joy Division cover bands that exist in Guelph, and she's having them play as part of Raise Your Voice, which is just around the corner. That is an exciting development, and stay tuned for that. If any Joy Division fans out there, that's going to, I'm not sure the exact day that's going to be happening, but it is going to be happening during the Raise Your Voice funding drive here on CFRU. That's all the time we have for the show. Please tune in on Monday. Have a good weekend.
You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM.
The C.J. Monfort Center is a resource center for people of color and Aboriginal peoples at the University of Guelph. This is where we all unite. The Monfort Center, located in McKinnon Room 54 and 55, provides a microwave, two computers, and a fridge, among other resources. The center is a place to study, sleep, or relax. It's a place for great conversation. If you want to vent, share experience, good or bad, this is the place for you. You meet great people, and it's just an overall awesome environment. Don't hesitate to drop in anytime before 10 p.m., and you're sure to meet a smiling face. For more information, call us at 519-824-4120, extension 56911.